have chosen that good part, amen, but shall not be taken away. Amen. Isn't that right? Yes. Because Mary sat at his feet and heard his word.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
And that's what we need. We need the word of God. Amen. Don't we? We need to not only hear it,
right,
but to obey it.
Yes.
The Bible says, be you doers of the word, amen, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, I thank God for a new year.
Amen.
God has been good to us. He really has been good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Amen.
Very good, haven't you?
Yeah.
So we ought to praise God. We ought to be,
amen,
thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
Bible saying, all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
So we need to give thanks to God because he's so faithful.
Amen.
And he's so true.
Amen.
He's so holy and pure.
Amen.
And as the word of God came forth this morning, how God spoke through Joshua and told the people to consecrate themselves. Amen. Consecrate themselves.
Amen.
And hallelujah. You know, I don't want to be the same man I was last year. In God. I really don't want to be. I want to move forward in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 365 days, that's a lot of days, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now we've got, whether it's this, the 13th, what's the day today? What is it, 13th? This is the 13th of January, 2013. A year we've never seen, a day we've never seen, a new day for us.
Yeah.
And you know, we entered into this year. Now, we don't know the thing that's going to take place. We know, but God does, isn't that
amen,
right? We have a faith for God that will lead and guide and direct. And we need to follow him.
Amen.
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 We need to follow him closely, not at a distance, but closely. You know, sometimes people follow the Lord at a distance. That's not what God wants.
That's right.
God wants us to follow him close. Hallelujah. So we know... So we know what God is up to.
Amen.
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 We need to know what God's up to in us, in our lives, and for us. Now, tonight, I'm going to talk about, I want to teach through 1 Thessalonians, but I'm not. Tonight, I'm just going to talk about Paul. He was the man that wrote Thessalonians. So let's talk about Paul a little bit tonight. Now, Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. Four of those books, it says he wrote from prison. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. He wrote those from prison. So, see, Paul was a man that had made up his mind that he was going to serve the Lord. See, if you're going to be a follower of Christ, you got to make up your mind. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We got to serve God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. We got to love him with all of that. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And serve him with all of that.
Amen.
And he wants us to be faithful to him. He's faithful to us, isn't he? You better believe it. We can depend upon what God said.
Amen.
Whatever God says, he'll do it. So we got to be faithful to him. We got to obey him. We don't expect God to do for us, to do good things for us, if we're walking in sin, do it. We shouldn't expect that.
Amen.
Amen. God requires something of us. You know, y'all know the scripture I'm going through, don't you? Michael 6:8, I love that scripture because it's so true. He have showed thee, old man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? You mean tell me he requires something of us? Yes, he does. What does he require? But to do justly. Do what's right. Do the things that are just. Things that are right. To love mercy. Thou shalt bless it, have mercy for they shall obtain mercy. God wants us to be merciful to each other, doesn't he? To one another. And to people. He really does. Now, Friday morning, I was at work. See, I worked at the crossing guard. And I got out of the car and I was putting my vest on. And a man drove up in an SUV. Nice looking car. And he said, hey, remember me? I said, his face looks sort of familiar. He said, I'm that homeless man. that you talk to over on 40th Street. I used to do Boston Brothers on 40th and Ellicott. And he said, I said, God has blessed the man. Giving him an automobile, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him a lot, but I did invite him to church. Because I was getting ready to go to work, and he like wanted to go on. But pray for the gentleman. Pray that God would bring him here. Now, he knows where this church is, because I told him, he said, that's a holy church. Back. I said, yeah, the holy church. He's been back in there that he's seen this church. So pray that God would steer him here, if that's where God wants him. But anyway, that God would save him to the utmost, you know, and make him a witness for him. See, because you know, the disciples on one occasion, they saw a man casting out devils, but he wasn't following them. He wasn't in the right there with them. And they said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, but he don't follow us. He's not with us. You know, Jesus said, leave him alone. Let him alone.
Amen.
He that is not against me, is for me. Leave him alone. Long as they doing God's will, right?
Amen.
Long as they're really walking upright, doing the will of God, serving God out of a pure heart. Amen. Let them alone. That's what Jesus was saying. Let them alone. Hallelujah. And saints be living at the end time. So the Apostle Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. He wrote those four books that said, from prison. And when you look at the book of Philippians, there was a lot of joy in that book, isn't it? He wrote about a lot of joy in the book of Philippians. A lot of joy. So the man had to really know the Lord, didn't he? He wasn't dependent upon himself, upon the flesh. He had walked with God to the extent that he knew God. Now, Paul was an apostle. An apostle is one that is sent. Is that right? God sent him, one that is sent as an apostle. Hallelujah. You know, I met a man some years ago. He told me he was an apostle. But that's a great title, isn't it? I mean, that's a word you don't just sling around. You don't do it just because they meet you and call you out and say, you're an apostle. Be careful. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Be careful. Amen. Because it's a title, but thank God. It's not many true apostles. You know, Apostle Paul talked about false apostles, didn't he?
Amen.
That's right. It's true ministers, and they're false ministers.
Amen.
See, Satan have a... the Bible said, no marvel. How that Satan, he had medicine, and Satan transforms himself into what?
An angel of light.
So you know that's a mean old devil, isn't it? That's a, I don't know what I'm saying. He's no good. And that's right, the devil is a liar, and he's the father of a liar.
Amen.
But you know, we're following Jesus. We've got a faithful God. We got a God that loves us, a true God.
Amen.
And as Pastor Benham said, we're living in a what kind of body? He said,
faulty body.
A faulty body and a fallen world. But we got a faithful God.
Amen.
So that should give us hope, shouldn't it? I mean, we're living in a world where people don't have no hope. They don't know God. But we know it.
Amen.
So we need to let people need to see Jesus through us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
By us living holy and pure. And we don't have to always be talking. Sometimes you have to talk. But live the life. Isn't that right? The main thing is to live the life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's written to be holy. That means to follow the steps of Jesus. Walk with him. Talk with him. Live for him. Obey him daily, 365 days a year. And it's a leap year, 366, right? Glory. Hallelujah. Saints of God, let's obey the Lord. Let's follow him closely. Let's keep our minds stayed upon him. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Begin at verse 1. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm getting it. I'm getting there.
And you are big, brother.
Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for help and strength.
Yes.
Thank you for a new year, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the service this morning. Lord, don't let us take your word for granted, but help us to take the word of God and to mix it with faith and to follow you closely, Lord. Oh, Lord, stir our hearts and our minds.
Yes.
Help us to look to thee and to stand on the word of God, to obey your voice, Lord. Move mightily tonight, Lord. Just have your way. Lord, let us see signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord, because you're God. And help us, Lord God, to look to thee with our whole heart, Lord. To believe on thee as the scripture has said, knowing that you'll do your will. Be it so in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. The Apostle Paul. Amen.
Amen.
What does it say?
There is not expedient for me doubtless to glory.
All right. But he said it's not for me doubtless to glory. It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. In other words, words say glory, let's put the word boast. Boast, all right? All right, read.
I will come to vision and revelation of the Lord.
I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. God gave Paul a lot of revelation, a lot of vision. Read on. Go on, let's read. Now, the Apostle Paul, he said he knew a man, but he was referring to himself. He knew a man about 14 years ago. He said, I don't know whether he was in the body or out of the body. I cannot tell. Now three heavens, but now we know Enoch. He walked with God, didn't he? He walked. He kept on walking with God, living for God, and obeying God. And God took him. He didn't die, did he, in the flood? God took him. But the word of God said God took him. Elijah was a man of like passion, wasn't it, as we are. And he walked with God. He was a prophet of God. He did. God used him to do many mighty things, didn't he? And God took him to heaven on the Father's hand. Hallelujah. He was down there, standing down there, and Elisha right there with him. And God sent, chariots of horses of fire. And, my God, chariots of fire. Came to Elijah. Elijah, no doubt, he got there and sit down. And God said, and here go Elijah. Took him to heaven on a fiery chariot. Amen. So those two men did die in the flood. Now Paul said, whether in the body, out of the body, I can't tell. I can't, and what he's saying, I don't know whether or not God took me out of my body or whether I was in my body and he took me up, whatever. But in other words, what did he see? Read what he said there.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell if God knows how that he was caught up into paradise and heard us speak the word which is not lawful for man to follow.
All right, now we have three heavens. We have the atmosphere that surrounds the earth, heaven. We have the stars up there, you know, the stars up there. That's heaven, that's a heaven. And we have heaven where God is. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "This day shall thou be with me in paradise." Isn't that right? So the thief on the cross, the thief that was on the cross was with Jesus in paradise. Jesus took him to paradise. Amen? You know why? Because he turned to the Lord with his heart, with his whole heart. That's what repentance is, isn't it? Repentance is a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of direction. Hallelujah. So God was able to save that thief in the very last hours. Took him to paradise with him. Here Paul. So he knew this man that he heard words that wasn't lawful for a man to speak. Now, you know, a lot of people, they say they go to heaven, you know, they say they go to heaven and they come back tell a lot of different things, don't they? Don't they? I mean, they come back to a lot of different things. I believe what Paul said. How many of y'all believe what Paul said?
Yeah.
Paul was a man that walked with God and lived for God and obeyed God, and God blessed him. God delivered him. God took him up and showed him things, spoke to him. Heavenly visions. That's when Paul was able to walk worthy of God. He was able to go forth and to suffer many things for the Lord. They beat him, didn't they? But he trusted God. He believed God. He obeyed God. Why? This was a man that knew God. I'm not talking about knowing about God. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hymn of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Isn't that right? I've heard people have told me about you, and a lot of people have heard about God, but they don't know him. And Brother W quoted the scripture tonight. "Ye shall seek me and find me, but ye shall search for me with what?
All
of your heart." God wants all of our heart.
Amen.
Isn't that right? All or none. Hallelujah. So therefore, we have boldness when we come. Hallelujah. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You can come boldly. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. He paid the debt, didn't he? He paid that debt that no other man. He died a death that no other man could die. He died a death. He died that he substituted. How do you say that word? Substitutionary death. He took our place. Is that what I'm saying? He took our place. It should have been you and me on that cross. Hallelujah. Love helped him to the cross. Glory be to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us with an everlasting love. So therefore, saints of God, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I also love you, that you love one another. By this what? Shall all men know." What are they going to know? What are they going to know? "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples." Why? 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 Because you manifested the love of God. Isn't that right? That's how they're going to know. And if you can't talk this thing, isn't that right? If the love of God is in you, you can't hide it. Isn't that right? It's going to come out. But if it's not in you, it can't come out. So we need the love of God. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." God wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that's what we need, saints. We need the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank God. You know, on the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Ghost, 120 in the upper room, they tarried. Jesus led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he was divorced. He just started going on up. and they were looking up, gazing up as he went into heaven. And two men, which was angels now, two men stood by in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?"
Amen.
This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall do what?
Come back.
So come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. They gave because they wanted to get that last look at their Savior. Thank God. And after he went on up there, he sent the Holy Ghost back, and they began to work for God. Hallelujah. They worked. And most of them died. The Lord spoke to Peter and said, "Simon, Simon, Satan desired to have thee that he may sift thee like wheat. But I pray for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, what? Strengthen thy brother when you are converted." And Jesus also told Peter, say, "When you was young, you girded yourself to clothes on, and you went where you would. And when you shall become old, another shall gird you and take you where you would if not." This Jesus said, "Let him know what death he should die to glorify him." Isn't that right? Thank God. And he died a death to glorify God. Now they said, Peter told him, said, "Look, crucify me with my head down. Upside down. Feet up there, head down here." He didn't feel worthy to die. But it's the thing. He didn't feel worthy to die as his Lord. But Peter was a strong man, wasn't he? I mean, after trial and error. Because Peter, you know, was a man, they called him the man with the foot-shaped mouth. You know, in other words, he put his foot in his mouth so much. But he was sincere, wasn't he? Peter was sincere. He spoke out of term at times, didn't he? But he was sincere. Sometimes he didn't know what to say. And y'all ever get that way? Amen.
Amen.
On one occasion, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain and was transfigured before him. And his raiment did shine as the light. I mean, he just shined. My. They fell asleep there. And it was Moses and Elias talking with Jesus up there. And when they woke up, Peter, "Lord, it's good that we be here. Let's build three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias." Light came over one and overshadowed them, and they were afraid. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, Don't say anything about this. He told me to give them a certain bit of time to hold that, keep them to themselves. Keep them to themselves. Amen. God is faithful, sons. God is faithful. And the Apostle Paul, read, brother. Go on, read. What did it say?
Such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory.
Such a one will I boast. I'm going to boast about this man that if God did this for me.
But in my poverty, but though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool.
I'm not going to get to boasting in self. See, that's really why. Read on. Just read. We'll get to
it. I will say the truth, but now I forbear.
But Paul was humbling himself. He stayed humble. He kept himself humble. God gave him all this revelation. He didn't want to stick his chest out and say, look what God has given me. Look at all these books I wrote. How many did you write? See, that's devil. See, he didn't get the big head. He didn't get too big for his britches. God kept him humble. And thrown in the flood. Kept him humble. Kept him praying. Kept him trusting God. Kept him living for God. And whatever it takes to keep us humble and keep going for God, keep obeying God, we want that to come our way, don't we? Yes, we do. We want that to come our way because God knows what to do. He knows what we need. He'll take care of us.
Amen.
But we got to say, "Lord, it's in your hands. Take care of me. Use me. Let your divine will be done in me."
Amen.
Is that what you want? We want God's perfect will, don't we?
Amen.
We really do. We want God's perfect will to be done in our lives.
Amen.
We want to be stirred up and fired up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And ready to go up.
Yes.
Ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praising God.
Amen.
day and night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What was that last song they played there?
Presence.
In your presence. In your presence, yes. In your presence. Thank God. That's what we need, though. We need to be in His presence.
Amen.
We need to be in God's presence day and night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray for us. Pray for my wife, my sweetheart and I. Pray for our home and all that. Because we want to, we have fellowship starting again this Friday night. We have fellowship on Friday night, 7 o'clock. Because we want the will of God done. We want God's will done in our lives and in our home. You know, the devil come in to try to destroy, doesn't he? Yes, he does. But you see, we've got to have a Holy Ghost vision. We've got to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that takes discernment. God, thank God. Hallelujah. And we'll pray and walk with God and live for God each day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will bless and take care of the situation.
Amen.
We've got to put it in God's hand and leave it there.
Amen.
But that song said, leave it there.
Leave it there.
Take the burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely give you out. Take the burden to the Lord and leave it there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God wants us to do that.
Amen.
Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Amen. I want you to read those verses for me. Psalm 89. Verses 14 and 15. Psalm 89, verses 14 and 15. Amen. He's talking about that smartphone today. And that's too smart for me.
Yeah, you can learn how to do it. If I can't, you can.
Well, you know.
It's true.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got the dinosaur one of the smartphone.
You got the dinosaur. Well, that's what I think. I get a dinosaur. Well, maybe I will.
It's just slow. That's all.
Amen.
It's slow.
Praise God. So good.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you got that scripture?
Yes.
You know, I just want to stop and thank the Lord for being so good.
Yes.
Let's praise God.
Yes.
Father, you're so good.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
God, help us to give thanks to you tonight out of a pure heart. Being firm, sincere, and sound.
Yes,
praise, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, hear our cries tonight, Lord. Help us to come to thee, Lord God. Trust in thee fully, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a good church, for a pastor, and for his wife, Lord God. People that are standing for truth, Lord. Bless them, protect, deliver them, keep them, Lord God. Bless their families, save their families, Lord God. Be it so, God. Thank you for the peace of God, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. What does the scripture say?
Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne.
Justice and judgment. The habitation of your throne. Read.
Mercy and truth shall go before thy face.
Y'all hear this? Are y'all listening to this? What this saying? Are we hearing what this saying? This is so powerful. Isn't this powerful?
Amen.
Read that again. Start at this first.
Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne.
Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne.
Mm-hmm. Mercy and truth.
Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Read.
Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound.
Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Pastor Bennett has been talking about this. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. All right?
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that what we want to do? Jesus said, let your light so shine before me, didn't he?
Amen.
That's what he meant. That they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. See, because we know this is not our home, but while we're here, God wants us to be good representatives of him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We, God, God wants us to represent him.
Yes.
Thank God. Hallelujah. In faith. Now, I want to read, let's see, in Psalm 67. We'll link to the chapter of that tomorrow, but 67. Let's read that. That's great. Because he's talking about our personal God. He's personal to us, isn't he? Yeah. What we live on, he yes. really is. So, yes. I want you to read that psalm.
Number one.
So, number one, yes.
God be merciful unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Thy way may be known unto earth, upon earth, mm-hmm. thy saving health among all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people praise thee.
Let the people praise thee.
O God,
mm-hmm.
let all the people praise thee.
And all the people praise thee. The Bible said, and everything that have breath, praise the Lord, right?
Amen.
Read.
For let the nation be glad and sing for joy.
Mm-hmm.
For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon earth.
Mm-hmm.
Salah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then
mm-hmm.
shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God.
Listen. God who? Even our own God.
Shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, I'm almost finished here. But then I just thought about how that Rahab the harlot, you know, when Joshua sent spies into the land, the spies of the land, and these two spies, they went to Rahab. And Rahab told them, said, we've heard of thee. We heard what you did, what God has done for the different nations. And said, well, we heard of this, but no chariots left and no man. We've heard of what your God has done. And see, when you live for God and obey God, people hear about it. Yeah. Isn't that right? People hear about it when you're doing the will of God. Israel, when they were right, as Pastor Benjamin said, nobody could defeat them. Nobody could overcome them, could they? When they were right with God. Hallelujah. But when they got wrong with God, God let the enemies come in and defeat them, chase them, do, you know, a lot of things. But God is faithful. God is faithful. And we got to realize we're still serving the same God.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He meant what he said. He said what he meant.
Amen.
We can depend upon him. We can trust him. We can be obedient to him. Because he's calling tonight for his people to be obedient to his voice. To follow him. To obey him. To continue in the word. The word of God said, but if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth,
amen.
And the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
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 Thank God for knowing the truth tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for setting us free. Whom the Son set free, it's free indeed.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. He's going to get a song here. But while he's getting that song, I'm going to say, he's still working on me.
Amen. Amen.
Make me what I ought to be. My God. And I want the Lord to work on me. I really do. I really want him to work on me. This year, I want to see a change. I want a change to be so that people can see it, you know. More of Jesus. Less of me and more of Jesus. It's what
Amen.
I want in the year of 2013. Less of me and more of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what I want. Hallelujah. Because that's what I need.